The Ninth Tower Productions. Stories. We do love to tell ourselves stories. Structures of meaning on which to hang the slowly rotting events of our lives, like flesh on bone. Sometimes we record them in an account of daily events, a diary perhaps. But sometimes we look in the mirror and know that our lives are abhorrent, and that all of our daytime tales are just lies.
Lies.
Masking the truth that we choose hatred over understanding far more often than we admit. When we stumble, trying not to fall under the weight of our collective pain. When we know that our malignancies cannot be escaped or hidden. What is needed is to record these disease tales in an account of horrid nocturnal occurrences. A noctuary.
Noctuary.
A tainted noctuary.
Really coming down there, ain't it? What can I get you, buddy?
A Manhattan. Double.
Sure thing. Oh, I forgot. Our Sunday night special is a Boulevardier. Half price all night.
What the hell is a Boulevardier?
It's pretty much a Manhattan, but with some Campari to cut down the sweetness. With a touch of bitter. The boss is trying to cater to you artist types. Make it feel like we're in our own little bohemia here.
Hmm. Okay. I'll try one.
You are an artist, ain't you? I think I saw you on TV.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Lately.
That's right. I remember that name. Funny pseudonym for an artist, if you don't mind the saying.
It's my real name.
Your parents thought they were comedians, didn't they?
At least they didn't name me Moonbeam or something like that.
Yeah. Here you go. You want me to open a tab for you?
Here. Keep the change.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lately.
Sunday, November 1st, 2020. Magical Diary of Johnny Lately. Yesterday, I performed the ritual, just like Eve Holes Jr. and I planned. I'm just not sure it went the way it should have. I need to figure out what happened, and if anything went wrong. I'll write down everything I remember, so maybe I'll see something that I missed. I guess the beginning was when I called her up about a month ago.
Eve Holes, Jr.
Eve. Johnny Lately.
Johnny! I haven't seen you since Hazel's suit packets opening at the Whitney.
That pretentious, stuck-up bitch. What kind of point is she making with that name anyway?
I think she threw some Scrabble letters on a table while high or something. I do understand your venom. She's not my favorite person right now either.
Yeah. Who does she think she is, calling you a serviceable draftswoman who thinks art flows in her veins instead of curdled milk? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, I got off easier than you, though. I mean, I know we can be a bit caustic in our critiques to each other, but he's a parasite that regurgitates what others originated and calls it his art? That was really uncalled for. And the way everybody laughed at you?
That's why I'm calling you. I'm really pissed off, and I think you are too. I think we both can agree that it's time something was done about that fucking bitch.
What do you mean?
I mean, remember that weird French book you gave me? The English translation of Le Livre de... Ah, shit. I can't pronounce French to save my life.
Just say the Book of Righteous Pain and Rotten Joy. Yeah, I remember.
Well, it's not just a book of philosophy and musings from the decadence. It's an actual grimoire.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious. It's in code. But when you crack it, it tells you how to cause things to happen. I know you used to be into some of that Thelema stuff.
And your MFA thesis was on the Lesser Key of Solomon grimoire as an object of art.
Exactly. So I think we can do this. Look, there's a particular ritual in here. A ritual that will destroy rivals who aren't worthy of their social standing.
I'm listening.
Eve came over, and I showed her what I had discovered. We then planned to do the rite, on Halloween. The instructions said the sorcerer had to perform the rite alone, as all true art is solitary and individual. So we both did it individually, but at the same time, coordinated so that each of our final sacrifices would occur right at midnight. The ritual seemed to go off fine. The sigil design was fairly easy, and the incantation not too hard to pronounce. Anaigenon Pulites. Snerhanon Pulites. Audienon Pulites. Anaigenon Uravisaluyon. Snerhanon Uravisaluyon. Audienon Uravisaluyon. And sacrificing the live doves was easier than I thought it would be.
Johnny! No! What are you doing?
At the time, it all seemed to come together perfectly. I call upon the aesthetes of the abyss, who will destroy the pretenders. The cognoscenti of cursed artists who are brought low by the falsifiers. I, Magus Jonathan Lately, invoke your power to fulfill your sacrosanct mission. To sail over any seas to smite your foes. To drown the posers deep in the fetter of islands. To slaughter the minds of those unworthy of wielding the arms of art, and to hang them like so much rotten meat in the devil's beef tub. To preserve transcendent works, and give praise to true genius.
Johnny! No! 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 No!
But since completing the rite, everything feels wrong. And the growing feeling of panic and dread just won't leave me alone. What the hell? No. Shit, the power's died. What the hell is wrong with everyone? Dead? They're all dead! Where did all these flies come from? No. No, 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 no. This shouldn't be happening. Not me. You weren't supposed to target me. I'm getting the hell out of here. Get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Where the fuck am I? This isn't Thomas Street. This looks like... Oh, no.
No, Johnny. This isn't your city.
No! No!
We've brought you here to our home. The apotheosis of grotesque beauty.
I called you to punish my enemies!
No, Johnny.
You called us to bring the pretend artist to our home.
That is our calling. That is what we do.
No. No, no!
We do it out of love, Johnny. Here, you will learn what true beauty is. Here, you will understand art is more than your parasitical repurposings.
I'm an ironic postmodern deconstructionist.
No, Johnny. You? You're a hack.
Geez, will you look at this place?
About time you got here. Goddamn ritual killings, they always give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. So, what's the story here?
The perp is the catatonic guy the EMT team just restrained on that stretcher. Name's Johnny Lately.
Uh-huh, right.
No, really, that's his name. He's some wannabe artist type. Anyway, he slit the throat of the victim, Eve Holes Jr. She was a fellow artist. Maybe they had an argument. Maybe they were high as kites. We'll know more after the coroner and the toxicology reports.
Jeez, what's with all the flies?
I know, it's a lot, right? She's only been dead for a few hours.
So who called it in?
Neighbors from down the hall called. Said they heard him screaming and arguing.
With who?
Probably no one. They said they only heard his voice. When we got here, he was pleading for mercy to no one in particular. And then, his eyes just rolled up into the back of his head. And he's been like that ever since.
Fucking Halloween. Ugh. Brings out the loonies in this town, I tell ya.
You know it, brother. I'm too old for this shit.
Tainted Noctuary, Episode 1, The Beef Tub, was written and created by Lothar Tuppen especially for the Mutual Audio Network and Transcontinental Terror 2020. Eve Holes Jr. was played by Janet Dieter. All other characters were played by Lothar Tuppen. Moans, Wails, Lamentations, and Walla were provided by The Freesound Project. Music by Lothar Tuppen and The Freesound Project. Sound design, direction, and mastering by Lothar Tuppen. Sound effects by Lothar Tuppen or licensed by Sonus and the Freesound Project. This presentation, as well as the scripts and characters therein, is copyright 2020 to Lothar Tuppen, and this recording is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. All other rights are reserved.